from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Quarterback expert and friend Pat Bostic with us until 9 o'clock. Just talked to Jeff Hathorne in the last segment, and Jeff, who's there every day, who talks to Tomlin every day, has been in every Tomlin press conference ever, still doesn't know whether Russ Wilson's getting the start or even playing on Saturday. There's stuff he said about Pickens I'd like to react to as well, because I know it piqued your interest, Doran, but like, do you think we need to see Russ in this game? If so, how much Russ should be looking at here?
I've been saying all along, I don't think you need to see Russ, and I think we might have talked offline. I'm like, okay, I put Russ in the category, and not talent, not super, super talent, but I put him in a category of Aaron Rodgers. He's not going to play in the preseason. Some of these, you know, top-tier quarterbacks are not going to play in the preseason. I don't think Russ needs the preseason. I think the reps that he's getting are the reps that he needs right now. Even like the team reps that he doesn't get, I don't know if he necessarily needs it. Maybe to gel it a little bit, but Russ has played so much football. I mean, he's seen everything. I would err on the side that you keep him healthy and make sure you don't risk any more injury and just keep him out of preseason. But that's just me.
My mic is on. This is me being a little bit of a Crowley conspiracy theorist. Is there any part of you, given the hostile nature of crowds towards the quarterback position in this marketplace and the seemingly fertile conversation that is who should start at quarterback, that you don't want to play Russell Wilson to play a home game, start a home game until week 3 of the regular season when they're hopefully 2-0?
I don't think so, no.
You mean start Justin Fields?
No, they trot Wilson out, they go 3 and out, they boo him. In preseason. They start on the road.
I see what you're saying.
They start on the road 2 weeks at Atlanta, at Denver. Let them play in Detroit.
If they think that's going to be a problem, and if they really think
that. Do you hear it last year?
Well, it's going to be a big problem in season then. I think that becomes very real in the regular season.
I think it does too. I don't think it's a problem. I'm just bringing it up as a thought process, because.
Don't give people a chance to kind of tear it down.
Not in the preseason.
I think people are going to get their booze out on Friday when the Pirates return home. And there'll be no booze left over by Saturday.
I totally disagree.
You're on to something there, Pat, because you think about it. No, seriously, think about it. Russell Wilson trots out there Saturday. And I mean, this is all hypothetical, and we're just, you know, looking at all angles. But say he trots out there Saturday and he does go 3-and-out or throws like a pick 6, he will get booed out of that stadium. And then what?
I don't think so. I don't think he gets booed. I don't. Not in a preseason game, I don't think he gets booed. Although, I was there on Friday, and the crowd did explode for Justin Fields' announcement. I mean, the crowd did explode. And I would guess, this is a guess, I would guess most people would rather have Fields be the starting quarterback. Do you agree with that?
Well, if 60% of the people think that Wilson's going to get benched.
Good point.
That means 60% of the people at least want Fields to play.
I don't think Tomlin factors that into him playing or not, though.
As a coach,
what a theory.
That is
you not only manage talent and the X's and O's. You have to manage emotions. You have to manage personalities. You have to manage all of that. And if I knew that I had three straight road games, including one preseason game, at Detroit, at Atlanta, at Denver, you should beat Atlanta. You should beat Denver. If you're real, you come back 2-0 to Pittsburgh week three, and that's all that people have in their mind of Russell Wilson as a Steeler.
I'll meet you here. They come back 1-1 or 0-2.
They're booing him.
And Russ throws an incompletion. They're booing him and potentially chanting for Justin
Fields. Yeah, but you're 0-2 at
I
that
know.
Point. So you're already starting to think probably about what's to come. Because
even at 1-1, if he throws an incompletion, if it hasn't been sexy the first couple of games, yeah, they're going to hear it. He's going to hear it for sure.
I'm just, you know, you want to, sometimes you want to keep things wrapped up for as long as you can and avoid unnecessary drama.
Like last year. That's the last thing you want to get yourself into is a situation like last year.
I think they predetermined that they're in that situation just by having this roster at the quarterback position.
I'm going to go out and say I could be wrong. I know I could be wrong here. I don't think Russell plays Saturday.
I don't think he's going to play either, because if he was going to play, why would you not just say he's going to play? And he'll have that chance, Mike Tomlin will today, because he's going to have his press conference when he generally tells you who's going to play and who's not going to play.
When is that?
After practice.
Okay.
I don't remember what time practice is, though.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.